It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to the NoOffseason.com family and the Sports Card Strategy Show. We are here to help you make money flipping sports cards and build a collection that increases in value. Connor's in the lab, so joining me on today's show is Jackson Holiday, Jackson Churio, James Wood, and others. Yeah, that's right. These Jackson Holiday, Jackson Churio, and James Wood. Bowman Chrome First Prospect Autos in various PSA grades. You want to know how to buy the right card for the right player at the right time, and I'm here to help you. On today's show, we're going to talk about top 10 baseball cards on the rise, when to sell your top prospects, who will give us a booth at the National, are online trades now safe, the hobby's newest massive card show, and of course, we're going to talk to you, our NoOffseason.com fam, and answer your questions on this fire episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show coming up right now.
My brother.
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Yes, yes. This is DJ Ski, and this is the Sports Card Strategy Show. You already know there is no off season.
I'm Jeff Wilson, and I'm loving the content here on the Sports Card Strategy Show. There is no off season.
Doing really well. Thanks for doing this.
Happy to do it.
All right. You ready to rock?
Ready to go.
What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show brought to you by Graybo's Sports Cards. Graybo's Sports Cards is a local hobby shop owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Denny One Time Dodson. They're located in the Arts District of Richmond, Virginia. Graybo's sports the best selection of raw and graded singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybo's breaks on whatnot and or drip 5 nights a week. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy can receive a 10% discount from Graybo's on drip, whatnot, or their website at graybo's.co by entering the code STRATEGY2023. You can follow all of Graybo's news and updates on Instagram at graybo's_cards. Don't forget to get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to help you make money flipping sports cards, build your sports card investment portfolio, get unlimited advice from our experts, and take sports card school to navigate the hobby. That's nooffseason.com. Get your free 30-day trial today. All the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show is from MarketMoversApp.com. Use code NOOFFSEASON at MarketMoversApp.com to get 20% off for life after a free 14-day trial. All right, let's get to the Sports Card Strategy. What's up, what's up, what's up, NOOFFSEASON.com fam? You know who I am. I'm Paul Hickey with NOOFFSEASON.com. This is the Monday edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show. It is great to see all of you in the live chat. For those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, I love you too. DM me on IG at Sports Card Strategy. Let's hook up. Let's connect. Let's hobby, baby. Let's make money flipping sports cards. If you guys are anything like me right now, you're sitting around like with your Spencer Joneses, your Jackson Holidays, right? Because we've been talking about that dude for a long time. I mean, I've got stacks and stacks of Jackson Churios right here. Got Jackson Churio stacks here. I mean, I've got like 15 of these Jackson Churio Bowman Chrome Base Prospect PSA 10s first prospect, of course, out of 2020, Bowman. I've got an auto. Look at this bad boy auto. Jackson Churio, 2022 Bowman Chrome prospect, first auto PSA 10. I've got James Wood, Bowman Chrome first prospect auto PSA 8. What is my point? What is my point? Well, it is baseball card selling season, but we're going to step you through inch by inch of our strategy because it is very much situation dependent. So we're going to talk about the top 10 baseball cards on the rise. We're going to talk about when to sell your top prospects because you might have some like Elijah Greens, right? Like, what do you do with Elijah Green? You might have some Drew Joneses. What do you do with Drew Jones? Like, what do you do with all these baseball cards? So we're going to break that down for you so that you can maximize your returns. We want you to maximize your profits, but also it's about maximizing the returns. And obviously the difference between profits and returns are that, you know, with returns, you're just going to get money back in your bankroll, which is good. Profits is going to be more on an individual by individual basis, a person by person basis based on when you bought in, what you bought in at. So I'm excited to get into when to sell your top prospects. We're going to talk about the top 10 baseball cards on the rise. See if anyone's going to give us a booth at the National this year. I'll explain. We'll talk about online trades. Are they now safe? Got some interesting content there for you. And we'll talk about the hobby's newest massive card show. And of course, we're going to take your questions, audience. So get into the live chat for those of you who are watching at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. We'll do some live chat love. Drop your L's and dubs in the live chat. Shane Graham in the house. Happy Monday. One Galaxy Germ. Hey now. Ron Blankenship, hello to you. Craig's Cards 11. Yes, yes. Craig's Cards 11. Connor and I will be at the Nash Dashinal, the big Nashville card show, as it's known throughout the hobby. Later this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will be there set up with our guy Maddox Yost. Don't get yosted. You want to be the one doing the yosting. You don't want to get yosted. Craig, I'm excited to see you. Cleo Cards from Cleveland, Ohio. What's going on? Happy Monday. Ryan Painter in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, the site of the 2024 National. Guys, I booked flights for Connor and I to be at the National this year. I booked the flights. We're going to be there Tuesday through Sunday. Show doesn't even start till Wednesday. I'll talk about why we're getting in Tuesday in a minute. Connor and I are going. We got the hotel booked. Bo Belcher in the house. Craig's Cards 11. Hell yeah, Bowman. Card Hunter. What's up, the Card Hunter? Let's go, Fern. Felt like I waited too long to buy Wyatt Langford. I don't know, man. I don't know. Check out our baseball rankings at nooffseason.com, Fern. We got some Wyatt Langford buying opportunities right now, curated there for premium members and, of course, one-on-one strategist members. Rusty Yemagart, my man, my man. Apologies to Rusty Yemagart. He's been on top of his game. He's been on top of his game as a premium member. I called him out last week's show saying, update your credit card information. That was my bad. My bad. He had his credit card information updated. He knows what's going on. Hopefully being early will pull me in. Paul's good graces after he smeared my name. I know. I am clearing your name. I am publishing a correction. The correction is being published now. Rusty Yemagart never had any credit card issues. He is the main man. Justin Stewart in the house. Happy Monday to you. Sergeant Slab, new name in the live chat. What's up, Sergeant Slabs? Let's go. Barry Siff says, let's get some great tips, everyone. Yeah. Now, a lot of the great tips coming from the audience these days, guys, because you guys are very inspiring. You are all great sports card flippers that I appreciate. And, you know, we strengthen each other here in the nooffseason.com fam. So I always appreciate the love. I try to bring it strong. So does Connor. We will always bring it strong for you, but you guys are bringing it strong for us. So I have to say, a lot of the great tips, a lot of the great strategies are coming from our audience questions and our audience strategies, which is great. So keep it coming. Rusty says, FYI, sports card school is priceless, not paying double though, Paul. Yeah, I get it. I don't want you to look as the Dave Ramsey of sports cards, Rusty. I don't want you to pay double, right? I'll refund your credit card if you pay double. Rocky Empire has a fire emoji. Love you, Andrew. Thanks for the love. Eric Bergerud, good to see you. Already dumped my Spencer Joneses. Love it. Love it. We're going to talk more about that on today's show, but Eric knows what's up. Eric already knows what's up. He got the sell alert. 1-833-992-5727. I've got the phone number memorized. I used to read it, and that's why I was so good at it. But now I got it memorized. 1-833-992-5727. What do you do with that phone number, guys? You text the words sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. Eric knows what's up. He dumped his Spencer Jones. Guys, my Spencer Jones auctions end soon. I'm going to make a ton of money just on the stupid 2023 Bowman first Chrome Prospect PSA 10. Like a nothing card. We're going to make money on that. You know why? Because we're buying the right card for the right player at the right time. And then we, the other key is we have to sell it at the right time. And that's what we're doing right now. We sent out the sell alert last week, thanks to Connor. And Eric's dumping them. So am I. Rocky Empire Sports Cards, happy Monday. Justin Stewart got a bunch of cards and slabs ready to go on eBay drafts over the weekend. That's what I like to see. Russ Ulrich in the house. Will this be recorded and available on podcast? Absolutely, my man. We are everywhere. Dude, we're everywhere. We actually do the best on the podcast apps. Our best numbers are on Apple and Spotify. So Sports Card Strategy Show, subscribe on Apple. I mean, look, if you've got an iPhone, there's no reason why you're not subscribed to the Sports Card Strategy Show on Apple Podcasts, because we are long form content for when you're jogging, when you're walking the dog, when you're driving, whatever, when you're at work, just listen. We are about the long form podcast. We're starting to do better at youtube.com/Paul Hickey because we're starting to put out more videos, short form videos. So subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. But yes, Russ, I know you're on X. We're streaming live on X and IG right now too. Shout out to X, IG, LinkedIn, Twitch. We're everywhere. We're on the Facebook group. But Russ, yes, it's on Apple and Spotify. If you don't have an iPhone, that's fine. But subscribe on Spotify. Or look, if you have an iPhone and you want to subscribe on Apple and Spotify, do that. We're everywhere. Craig's Cards 11 has a ton of prospects for sale coming this weekend at the big Nashville show, the Nash National. Gabe Davis in the house. Emmett O'Shaughnessy, will you be at the Chicago Sports Spectacular? Unfortunately, Emmett, I will not be. I will be on spring break next week on a family vacation. I've got to take a family vacation. We all got to take a little bit of time off. So I'm going to be on a family vacation next week, and Connor's going to be holding it down right here. We've got some amazing content. We've got Andy Kaysen from the Football Card Quest helping us out next week. But Connor is holding down the fort next week while I will be on family vacation. So I will not be able to go to the Chicago Sports Spectacular, Emmett. But Emmett, great to see you in the live chat. Thanks so much. Shane Graham's making a solid 3-4x on his James Wood. Yes. Stay tuned for that. And let's see. Russ Ulrich 2-1 is also at YouTube. All right. There it is. He's on X and YouTube. Love it. Kevin Burke. Kevin Burke says he's a first time listener here. I know he means in the live chat. Live chat love to Kevin Burke. I know Kevin listens on the podcast apps normally because he's a premium member at nooffseason.com. Jim Cunningham says, happy Monday. James Wood's selling season is here. Ready to start selling Bowman. Absolutely. Marty, I think this is Marty Neal, my guy Marty Neal. We met at the Nash National last year. We met at the Nash National last year. Pumped for the Nash National. Time to start hydrating. Gabe Davis says, Ramsey wouldn't want you to use a credit card. That's right, dude. And guess what? I only have debit cards in my family. But that has nothing to do with Dave Ramsey. It's just I only have debit cards. So use a debit card at nooffseason.com. Love it. You got it, everyone. You got it. All right. Shane Graham says, where are you going on spring break? I will be in Florida. We were going to Florida. We made a last minute switch. So we're going to Georgia. I'll keep you guys all updated on my trip. Thanks for the love. All right. Live chat love. Remember to ask your questions along with posting your L's and W's into the live chat. We're going to answer and shout you out at the end of the show if you didn't get into the live chat love at the top. If you like the content we're putting out on the daily, weekly basis, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. It helps it out a ton. Of course, the Discord at sportscardstrategy.com. Join that. There's a quick link at sportscardstrategy.com. Get in the Discord. Special thanks to our nooffseason.com network partner, CGC Cards. Check out nooffseason.com and click on the banner ad for CGC Cards and get more details on their great grading service for PC protection starting at $12. If you click the banner ad at nooffseason.com, this supports us, it supports CGC Cards, and of course, Please know that I'm grading my cards for flipping purposes only with PSA, but I'm still considering sending in some of my cards to CGC to try out their great experience for myself. Are you ready to start grading your cards? CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite football cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Guys, Rusty Amagart mentioned Sports Card School a minute ago. I gotta say, Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. So if you're new to the show, welcome in. You've heard a lot of the live chat love talking about James Wood, Jackson Holliday, Spencer Jones. Why are they talking about those guys? It's because we have been talking about them in our guidelines, strategies, and plays. How do you replicate the ability to make money flipping sports cards? That's what we do here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. That's what we do at Sports Card School and nooffseason.com. So check out nooffseason.com today. All right, question of the day, guys. We do a question of the day, and shout out to the nooffseason.com fam and our audience, because you guys have all been doing an amazing job answering the question of the day at Instagram.com/sportscardstrategy, better known as at sportscardstrategy on IG. So today's question of the day is, who will give us a booth at the National? Now, let me explain. Last year, I put out a call to action on this very show around this time of year. And I said, you know what? We're going to the National. We've already got our VIP passes. All we want to do is we want to help somebody out there bring in more traffic to their booth, whether it's a table, like a dealer table, vendor table, whether it's a corporate sponsor that wants to bring in more traffic to their booth. Because a lot of corporate, let's be honest. If you've been to the National, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of the corporate sponsor booths are lame, super lame. Now, some of them are great. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are great. Some of them have like giveaways and cool like sort of scavenger hunts. And they're really freaking cool. But some of them are lame-o and they need help. If you're worried about your corporate booth being lame, or just you want to bring in more traffic this year to your vendor table, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Who's going to give us a booth at the National? I want you guys to comment on the pinned post on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy, letting me know who you think should give us a booth at the National. Tag them too. Tag them on it. That'd be awesome. Question of the day, who will give us a booth at the National? Go to Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. Follow us if you're not already. And then tag someone that you think should definitely give us a booth. Let us squat in their booth specifically to help them bring in more traffic. And we'll create content there. We'll bring the podcast gear, like we did last year for Tim Larson, Signs of the Times Collectibles. Shout out Signs of the Times 65 on Instagram. That's our guy, Tim Larson. Stepped up huge last year. So DM Tim Larson and be like, hey, how well did Paul do? Did he actually do a good job? DM at Signs of the Times Collectibles 65 on Instagram. Just to get a vouch. We all need some vouches, right? So I hope Tim vouches for me. I'm pretty sure he will. Put it on my tab, Tim. Love you, man. All right. So also, if you've been paying close attention lately, we've been doing some serious giveaways for our people commenting on our YouTube videos and IG posts. So I'm giving you a little wink, wink there. So drop a comment below at youtube.com/Paul Hickey as well. There's somebody else, if you want to DM them, there's a guy named a really, really nice man. His name is Ray Schulte. I talked to him on the phone. He's a great guy. He does all of the marketing and PR for the National. So maybe he can help us get a booth as well. So if enough of the fam DMs Ray_Schulte on Instagram, maybe tag him as well. That could help us out. He's a good dude. He's trying to figure out like why he should partner with us though, right? Like what's special about us? So tell him, fam. Ray_Schulte, that's S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Ray_S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Great guy. Tell him I said, what's up? And it'd be cool if you answer the question of the day. I would love it. It's fun. Thanks, everybody. Okay, new and updated rankings at nooffseason.com. That's a big deal. I put a lot of time and effort into the new and updated rankings at nooffseason.com. We've got player profiles now. Player profiles there. We had player profiles a couple years ago. We're bringing them back. Bringing them back. They're power packed now for the premium members. Just click the link at nooffseason.com to sports card rankings. They're fire. I want to know your thoughts. All right. Let's talk about Graybo's real quick. Graybo's Sports Cards is a local card shop located in Richmond, Virginia, and it's owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Dodson, who you know as Denny One Time. Graybo sports the best selection of singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybo's is happy to announce that they are now the only direct buyer of Topps Bowman in Central Virginia and is now breaking daily on Fanatics Live. Daily on Fanatics Live, everybody. Go check out Graybo's daily on Fanatics Live. Now, I don't recommend breaking as a sports card strategy, but I do recommend Graybo's. They're amazing people. They are moving to their new larger shop, which will be connected to the hottest sports bar in Richmond in the near future. So stay tuned for those details. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy can use the promo code STRATEGY2023 to get 10% off any purchase on Graybo's.co. Graybo's loves the Sports Card Strategy Show family and is proud of their longstanding relationship with Hickey Baby and the gang. And so right now, I have a really cool video that I want to show that Duke Denny One Time sent me strictly for the Sports Card Strategy Show and nooffseason.com fam. Denny, what do you got for us, man?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, folks, we've picked up some heat at our recent trips to Atlanta for Culture Collision and to the Burbank show, and I wanted to give you guys a little glimpse of some of the bigger cards we've picked up. The only football card we got in this batch was the Brady Manga 9.5. It's a really cool card. If you haven't seen this one in person, it glimmers. It's beautiful. As far as basketball goes, we've been chasing a few guys, and these folks have been hard to find. We're looking for Shea. We picked up this SGA Prism Fast Break Blue, 9.5. That's to 175. We picked up this Luka Color Blast, PSA 10. I got this Ant-Man Premium Edition, Contenders Auto, Rookie Ticket, PSA 10, Auto 10. It's a pretty sweet card. This is, I think, might have been the biggest or one of the biggest cards we got. Found this at Burbank, worked out a deal. This is a gold to 10 Halliburton. I don't know if you saw him in the All-Star game. He was slinging it. This guy, you ever heard of him? It was Michael Jordan, PSA 8. He used to have one of these in 9, and I kind of missed it, so I'm glad to get him back into the portfolio. Always nice having Mr. Jordan around, but a lot of what we've been picking up is baseball guys. We picked up these four Xavier Isaacs. That's a base auto. Refractor to 499. Another refractor to 499. And finally a true blue to 150. I think Xavier Isaacs is one of those prospects who's just very undervalued right now. I'm hoping he's going to pop. We got two James Woods. We got one base auto. And then we got a refractor to 499, PSA 10. And this is a guy that we got to see last year play in person, came to Richmond. We picked up a Roman Anthony. Been looking for him a lot. Could not find him for a long time. This is a PSA 10, true blue to 150. We got Mr. Churio to 499 refractor. And then we've been trying to get some holiday. Finally found a deal on a couple of three refractors. We have three of them. We'll probably let one go every time something good happens this year. That's the guy who's going to kind of destined to be a mega star. If you're interested in any of these cards, let us know. Come see us. Graybos, Giblets.
Yeah, what a great show and tell there from Denny. Love that. I think hopefully all of you enjoy that show and tell from Denny. If you want to submit a show and tell video like that and get on the Sports Card Strategy Show, just email Connor. Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. Please spell his name correctly. C-O-N-N-E-R at nooffseason.com. C-O-N-N-E-R at nooffseason.com. Get in the show and tell. We used to do a show and tell that was like a full episode. Now we're just dropping show and tells into the Sports Card Strategy Show. Thanks for the show and tell there, Denny, one time. He had a lot of great relevant names there, obviously. He talked about Jackson Holliday. So let's get into our top 10 baseball cards on the rise right now. Let's do it. So before we do that, actually, speaking of Jackson Holliday, Denny had some great Jackson Holliday cards there. And I just want to say, we're going to talk about how to help you sell your baseball prospect cards at the right time, because it's Monday, March 4th today, and it's time to monitor the pricing every day on all of the baseball prospects that you own. If they have an estimated time of arrival in the MLB of 2024, you need to have eBay drafts ready to list and go live with in 7 to 10 day auctions every day. I'm just going to say that right now. And if they have an estimated time of arrival in the MLB past 2024, you still need to have them ready to list, because those guys, like even Roman Anthony that he held up a minute ago, Denny held up a Roman Anthony a minute ago. We don't know when he's going to get to the MLB, right? We don't know when Spencer Jones is going to get to the MLB. We don't know when Drew Jones. So Elijah Wood, all these guys that don't have ETAs of 2024 in the MLB, they're almost even more timely right now. Because if they hit bombs in spring training, or if they do something really good in this spring breakout, which starts in 10 days, by the way. Spring breakout, Connor and I have been talking about the spring breakout all year. That starts in 10 freaking days. So anyway, get ready, because look at this. We've already removed Jackson Holliday from our sports card rankings at nooffseason.com because he's not a buy anymore. Now, I'm not saying he's a sell right now. It depends on the situation that you're in. If you bought in, say, last year, when his 2022 Bowman draft first auto PSA 9, or if you had one graded from raw to PSA 9 at around the $241 mark a year ago, or even when we started talking about him at the 385 mark back in July, right? Even if you waited until August and got in at the 500 mark, because he stayed right around the 500 mark all the way through Thanksgiving, Christmas. Well, now this card in PSA 9 is regularly selling for over $600. It's up 105% in the last 30 days. It's up 105% in the last 365 days. It's up nearly 20%. In the last 30 days. That's still up from $603 to $718 just in the last 30 days. And really, the prospect hype for him hasn't even begun, because we always say sell at the call up as a general rule of thumb. So one of the top 10 baseball cards on the rise that we want to highlight today is this Jackson Holliday 2022 Bowman Draft Chrome First auto PSA 9. It's pop 363. I've got two of them sitting right here. I'm not ready to list them yet. Why? Because look, I want to see, what does he do in the spring showcase, right? What does he do at call up? What does he do? Meaning, what does his pricing do? But I'm ready to list. You know, I've got my eBay drafts ready. So make no mistake, I'm ready to list. I'm ready to cash in. I just don't think he's a buy anymore. His Bowman Chrome first base PSA 10 and his Bowman Chrome refractor first PSA 10 have held steady and crept up about 1 to 2 percentage points at a time. And so if you, I mean, If you don't want to listen to me and you want to buy into Jackson Holiday, please listen to me and buy maybe one of those two cards then, because they haven't skyrocketed like this PSA 9 auto. But I think, you know, we've talked about Jackson Holiday for the last year almost, and now's about the time to sell. His PSA 10 of the card that I just talked about, the auto, just the base first auto, is up 72% over the last year. Now, that's only Pop 114, but you might have one. Duke Denny one time showed one in his video a minute ago. So, all right, let's move along to the next sort of hot baseball card that I want to talk about, and that's Shohei Ohtani 2018 Topps Chrome Pitching Base PSA 10. Okay, this card is up 56.4% in the last 365 days. In the last 30 days, it's only up 4%. In the last 14 days, it's up 5%. Why is this significant, right? This is significant because this is a pop almost 12,000 card. Like, chances are everyone in the audience has this card. This is a PSA 10, 2018 Topps Chrome Base Pitching. I want to talk about it because it's hot. It's up. It's up just because he homered in batting practice. So I want you guys to have this card ready to sell on opening day. I think this is an opening day sell. Shohei Ohtani 2018 Topps Chrome 150 Base Pitching PSA 10. Now, there are a lot of other Shohei Ohtani cards that people probably own, and I want you to monitor all of them, right? Now, I use Market Movers. You can get a free 14-day trial and then 20% off for life on marketmoversapp.com using the promo code NOOFFSEASON. But we also track this for you. So I just want you to subscribe to our sell alerts by texting sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. And we're going to keep you updated on this. But also, I want to use this platform, the Sports Card Strategy Show, to talk about it, because these baseball cards are up. And so I want you to consider, look, the Ohtani selling for just over $200 right now. Now, if you bought in at, say, the 139 mark, which when we were talking about this card, we talked about this card around this time, when it was around this price at the end of January, just a couple months ago. Somebody bought it for 139. Somebody bought it for 174. Somebody bought it for 186. You guys are all up. So, I mean, if you want that money back right now, go for it. But I think this card is easily a $250 card on opening day. And if he does something amazing in the first series, you cash in even more. So, The game that I'm telling you to play generally with all of these cards, I'm just going to use this Ohtani as an example, is get ready to list all of your baseball cards right now in 7 to 10 day auctions. Have them in your eBay drafts, like we've talked about. We've talked about it at Sports Card School. We've talked about it on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Have them ready to list in 7 to 10 day auctions, starting at around 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern time. And so that they'll end around 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can schedule this. And then as soon as you see these players in the news doing something phenomenal in either spring training or the opening weekend, go live on that eBay listing and you'll make money. Okay, moving along, Jackson Churio. Let's go to his Bowman Chrome 2022 base auto. This is his first prospect auto in PSA 10. I bought this card. I've got it right here. I bought this card at the National last year. Shout out to Chase Krim. I didn't buy it from Chase Krim, but I was talking to Chase Krim, and one of his vendor friends said, "Who are you looking to buy?" So I looked over at his vendor friend and I said, "Hey, Chase Krim vendor friend, Jackson Churio autos, first Bowman Chrome autos." And he said, "Hey, I got one for you in PSA 10. I'll give it to you for $500. Well, I knew that card was going for about $650 already at that point. I said, "Bet, do it, done." Got $500 cash right here. Glad I pulled trigger, because this card just sold last week for $1,030. So this card is up. This card's 2X for me. I could sell it right now, and I could 2X most likely if I dropped it in a 7 to 10 day auction. But I think I'm holding. I think I'm holding this card. I think these types of Jackson Churio cards, I'll give you another example in a second, just like the Holiday, need to be held, because I think what's happening here is people are buying into these guys with the anticipation of the hype cycle of Major League Baseball starting again. We talk about this all the time. We talk about hype cycles, how you can profit simply from buying when no one's paying attention to these guys, aka going where they ain't, right? And then selling during the hype cycle. This is a hype cycle card. So is the Holiday one that I just showed you. So I guess to a certain extent was the Ohtani one that I just showed you. So hype cycles are rising these cards. I would hold all three of the cards that I just talked about, but have them ready in eBay drafts to go live with very, very soon. Spring breakout showcase series starts in 10 days. So like 10 days from now, you need to be running the 7 to 10 day auction, right? You need to be ready to run that bad boy. Okay. Now, another Churio card that I want to look at, though, because many of you are in these situations where you've got different cards of different guys. And so I'm just going to give another example of what I'm dealing with here. So I've got several of these, which is the 2022 Bowman Sapphire Edition Churio Prospect PSA 10s, first Bowman PSA 10s. So I've got several of those. Now, that's not up right now. That's actually over the last 30 days, that card's down 11%. Now I'm about $80 into all of these. So like this is my dashboard here at nooffseason.com. So if you're a one-on-one strategist member, email me at paul@nooffseason.com if you want to be a one-on-one strategist member, because you get this nice 401k looking portfolio pie chart line graph inventory where you can check. So like, how do I know this? Well, I'm able to just pull up my dashboard real quick and say, okay, here's the Sapphire Edition Churios. Well, I'm $93 into one, $80 into another, and $132 into another. That includes grading fees. So I could profit on all of them, but I think this card's going to keep going up. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Drop a comment at youtube.com/Paul Hickey on this video. DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. Drop something in the live chat if you're with us right now. But Jackson Churio, so I just wanted to detour real quick off of the top 10 baseball cards on the rise that I'm looking at and just talk about, hey, just because we're talking about one card of a guy being on the rise, another desirable card of the same guy might not be on the rise. So you have to basically go card by card, situation by situation. What did you pay for it? All right. Another hot name right now that we were talking about earlier in the live chat, many of you are selling, is Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones, 2023 Bowman BCP 139 Chrome Prospects First PSA 10 has a pop 1,039. That's up from $47 30 days ago to $62.60. It's up 124%. So that's it's up from $27.95. The average sale price over the last 30 days, $47.25. The last sale 2 days ago, $62.60. So that's what mine, I've got two of these listed on eBay. That's what mine's tracking for. And I'm about $8 to $10 into these cards. So that's a massive profit on these PSA 10s that I've been able to accomplish here. And I want you guys to accomplish that too. So that's up 124% over the last 30 days, $35 on that Spencer Jones. So the Spencer Jones Bowman Chrome First, it's just a base card, right? So Look at the line graph if you're at youtube.com/Paul Hickey right now. And if you're listening on the podcast apps, this is just up and to the right. This is Cell City, baby. All right. So the other Spencer Jones card that I want to talk about that is up that I would sell right now, if it's not listed already, I would sell, is the 2023 Bowman Sapphire Edition Chrome Prospects First PSA 10. Much lower pop count here. only 290, but some of you may have it because we've talked about Spencer Jones for a long time. Up and to the right, sold for $198 3 days ago and then sold for $153 a couple days ago as well. This is up 118% over the last 30 days. Big, big, big swing here. So it's up from $70 to $153, and there was a $198 sale on the same day as the $153 sale. You're welcome, everybody, for helping you make money flipping sports cards. This is what we do. This is what we do, but this is sell time. I think a lot of times on the Sports Card Strategy Show, we talk about buy, right? Well, it's time to, a lot of you have asked me, when is it time to sell these guys, Paul? I've been holding them. I bought them. I listened to you. I need money back in my bankroll. Here it goes. Cha-ching. Let's get some cash. Next up, Wyatt Langford, 2023. This is a, I called this one out, guys, because I think Wyatt Langford in general, a lot of his cards, we're recommending buying right now. So check that out at nooffseason.com for who to buy, which cards of Wyatt Langford to buy and what the snipe price is and everything. But look, this is a paper card. 2023 Bowman Draft paper base first, guys. This is a nothing card. This is up 55.7% in the last 30 days. This is up from the fact that it was ever even at $40 kind of blows my mind. But this is up from $40. It sold for $80 2 days ago. And then the following day, it sold for $64. But that's still, that's the 55.7% I was talking about. So that's not even including the high sale, which was $80. So for a paper card, I mean, it's just not, like, I know that it's Wyatt Langford, and I know that we say hold until call up, and I know that we say this and we say that, but then we dig into the data, we go into the lab, and we find other opportunities. Like, if you're holding this PSA 10 base paper first of Wyatt Langford, you got to sell it now. This is a great, this is up. All right, one more Spencer Jones. Any of you holding the yellow refractor out of 75 auto? Great card to sell right now. It's up 97.5% over the last 30 days. There's 20 of these in PSA 10. You might have one. That's a big card. It's sold, and that's not even, when I say 97.5% that it's up, that means that it's up from $810 up to 1.6K, but that's not including a 2.15K sale. So it's actually up 165% if you include that sale. Spencer Jones, sell alert. We sent one out. Gotta sell it. All right. Another hot card, and this does not necessarily apply to all James Wood cards, but you've got a James Wood 2022 Bowman Sapphire Edition first PSA 10 pop 764. It's up 44% in the last 30 days. So you might have bought it or have been holding it at $65. That's up to $94. This is just simple baseball hype cycle. Now, James Wood has hit some bombs in spring training, so that hasn't hurt. But we don't know when he's going to get called up. I mean, he has been a top five prospect for a while now. It could be a good time to sell this guy, especially if you've got this card. Another card, the 2022 Bowman Megabox Chrome Prospect Mojo Refractor, first PSA 10 of James Wood, is up 44% over the last 14 days. That's 19 sales in 14 days. Thanks to Connor for that data. That's great data right there. So James Wood, I think, is a solid sell right now if you've got either of those two cards. But it depends. I mean, look, if you've got like a refractor PSA 10 auto of his first, check and make sure it's up. Check and make sure that you're up, right? All right. Let's go in a bit of a different direction. Let's talk about Marcelo Mayer. The reason I want to talk about Marcelo Mayer real quick is because he is a prospect that has suffered some prospect fatigue. If you look at his chart over the last 365 days, it's pretty much a nosedive of an airplane crash here. I mean, This card is his 2021 Bowman Draft Chrome Refractor First PSA 10. I like to look at this card because it has a pop 1009. So it's a fairly achievable and desirable card. It's a mix of achievable and desirable. So I like to look at these kinds of cards. You might be holding this card, everybody, or a card similar to this. Maybe it's a similar prospect. Maybe it's a similar card for Mayer, but it's down big time from last year around this time all the way until basically a month ago. You know, it's down from $103 and then it nosedove down to $32 a month ago. But now, over the last 30 days, it's back up to $52. So this card actually, over the last 30 days, is one of the top rising baseball cards for a prospect. So look, I'm not saying that if you got in at 150, that you should sell at 50. I would never tell you that. But I will tell you that in a vacuum, a guy like Mayer, if you got in somewhere along the way, at around the $50 mark or less, might not be a bad time to list this card. Who knows when he's coming up, but might not be a bad time to list this card, at least coming up soon. All right, let's look at one more card. And I want to, you know, so this is number 10. And I think it's interesting because it's a Panini baseball card. And we never really talk about Panini baseball cards, but Jason Dominguez's 2020 Optic base rated prospects PSA 10 is one of the hotter baseball cards over the last 30 days. And it's a pop 460. So there's a chance, you know, it's a relevant card to talk about, believe it or not. And Jason Dominguez is another guy that goes along with the Elijah Greens. He goes along with the Drew Joneses. He goes along with even the Marcelo Mayers. Now, Jason Dominguez is probably more along the lines of like a Jordan Lawler because he's already been called up, or a Junior Caminero because he's already been called up. So you miss, well, with Mayer, you still have the call up to maybe see that $50 go back up to 100 potentially. But with Dominguez, what do you do? Like, what does this mean? Like, just this weird Panini non-licensed Optic 2020 base rated prospect PSA 10 card is up from $10 30 days ago to $65. That's a 550% change. That's baseball hype. That's baseball season hype. You ride the wave of baseball season hype, and I think you list that fucker, right? So when to sell your top baseball prospects? Just a quick recap. I think Spencer Jones now, because I think his ETA is 2025. So he's hot now. You're up. Crystallize the profits now. We already sent out a sell alert. Marcelo Mayer, that particular card, I think now too. And I think because I think, you know, not if you're the person that necessarily that sold it for or that bought it for 150, but if you bought it for around 50 to 60 bucks along the way, you could ride the baseball season starting spring training hype train potentially with this spring showcase coming up. And if you get this thing listed now, meaning the next 7 to 10 days and a 7 to 10 day auction, I think that card could go, you know, closer up to 100 pretty soon. The average sale over the last 365 days of the Mayer is $80. So get $80. I talked about Elijah Green a bunch. I just mentioned his name. He's the fifth overall pick a couple years ago. He kind of looks like a bust, but his base PSA 10 auto first from 2022 Bowman draft is up 25% over the last 14 days. That's baseball hype season. I might sell that if I were you. Drew Jones, you know, Drew Jones is a guy that I might sell just on the baseball hype, just because I'm a little scared that he's going to continue to flop, to be honest. And, you know, I know that could be a Paul was wrong about, because I thought there would be a lot more hype around Drew Jones. But, you know, I think you could exit Drew Jones with a wash on most of your Drew Jones cards if you sell them in the next month. And I don't want you to lose money. I want you to make money, but I also don't want you to lose money, because you can reinvest that money back in to other cards. We won't talk in today's episode about what cards to reinvest that back into, but if you go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, you're going to get a lot of ideas. And go to nooffseason.com. Go to nooffseason.com and check out our sports card rankings. That has a ton of cards that you should invest into right now. Okay, so I think it's position by position, card by card, situation by situation, right? So I've gone through the top sort of hot baseball cards on the rise. I've given you guys some insights in terms of what situationally to do. But I think everyone generally, the takeaway here is get signed up for sell alerts if you're not already. Text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. Monitor the pricing on all the cards that you own. Market Movers is a great tool. MarketMoversApp.com. Use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. Save 20% for life. You can log all your cards in My Collection feature of Market Movers. And then monitor them. So get sell alerts by texting sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. I'm going to text you when you need to sell certain guys for sure. I already texted you about Spencer Jones last week. Generally, you've got them in your eBay drafts. You're ready to sell. Why should you subscribe to nooffseason.com's premium membership? Do you like the content on this show? I think you do. And I think you want more. So get a free 30-day trial membership at nooffseason.com. Why? Many reasons. Number one, it gives you a Friday edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show called the Overflow Show. That's our premium pod. It's a premium podcast for members only every Friday, and you can ask an unlimited amount of questions to build your sports card investment portfolio, and I answer them for you. So I put in the work, research, and do the analysis, give you the best possible answer so you can increase your chances of making money flipping sports cards. Guys, the library of overflow shows at nooffseason.com/overflow is insanely helpful. It might be the best piece of content that we put out every week. So I want you to get it. And if you're not already a premium member, you can get it for free for 30 days at nooffseason.com. And if that's not enough reason to sign up for a free 30-day trial today, you get Sports Card School and tons of premium members-only articles. Sign up today at nooffseason.com. We've got the debut episode of Lefty Cards is coming. Subscribe at leftycards.com. Go to leftycards.com and subscribe for notifications and live streams. March 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern time is the debut episode of Lefty Cards. All right. Up next, we've got something very special. Our online trades now safe. I talked to Mark Hill, who is the founder of a website and a web app that you all may be familiar with, because a lot of you, the reason I talk to Mark Hill is because a lot of you out there in the nooffseason.com fam told me about MyCardPost. You guys told me about MyCardPost.com. And what did I do? I went out there and I talked to Mark Hill, the owner, the founder of MyCardPost.com. Mark is on the Sports Card Strategy Show today with me to talk about online trades. Are they safe? Let's get into it. All right, I am joined by Mark Hill. He is the founder and head of MyCardPost.com. We want to get into what MyCardPost.com is here in a second. But first, Mark, thanks for joining us on the Sports Card Strategy Show and the NoOffseason.com family. Great to have you, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm doing good, Paul. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and how you got involved in the hobby.
Yeah, you know, I think I have pretty much the traditional story as most people have, right? You know, collected cards as a kid. I just worked my parents to do chores around the house in order to, you know, get packs and rip packs and all of that. But inevitably, as I got older and went through high school and college and whatnot, I definitely lost touch with the hobby in general. And it wasn't until around, you know, COVID times or right around pre-COVID times that I was kind of reintroduced to it through a family, my wife's brother, actually, kind of just reintroduced me and all the changes and grading companies and cards and values and all this stuff. And I just immediately, you know, felt it in my chest and was like brought back to my childhood. And, yeah, I tell people all the time, I've been carrying this box of cards with me I've had since I was a kid. And I immediately went to that closet and pulled them out to see what I had and, you know, check the comps and values on it. So, you know, that kind of got me back into it. And then, you know, we'll talk more about my card post, but as I, you know, was getting back into the hobby and buying cards and selling them, I was, you know, experiencing some of the challenges in the hobby and, you know, essentially at the end set out to solve some of these problems. So, you know, that's kind of my background there.
Your re-entry in the hobby is exactly like mine and exactly like many of our audience here at the Sports Card Strategy Show in terms of like figuring it out at the end of COVID or right in the middle of COVID that this market was going crazy and going back into our old collection and trying to look up comps and getting hooked immediately. So, okay, tell us now more about mycardpost.com, why you created it and its value proposition. And I want to say before I let you do that, many of our listeners have already reached out to me, and that's actually how I found out about mycardpost.com is through our audience messaging me on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and telling me what a great platform it was. So you take it away here. Tell us more about it and why you created it.
Absolutely. Well, first, to those listeners, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, that's the greatest compliment that we can get as a business, where our members and users are out there trying to, you know, spread the good word about what we're trying to build here. So yeah, my card post. So in a nutshell, what I've built, you know, hadn't existed before. It was a little out, you know, outside of the bounds of what has been commonly known for marketplaces, which are just, you know, basically fee-based marketplace. So I built my card post as a subscription-based marketplace. And the reason I did that is because as I was getting back into the hobby and I'm buying and selling on eBay and, you know, MySlabs and just all these other platforms and just experiencing the restrictions that came with the fee-based model, right? And that was my light bulb moment, was like, hey, the reason that we're having these restrictions is because of this fee-based model. Like, you sell something, the provider takes a cut. And due to that, you know, we can't communicate openly with each other. We're going to get in trouble. And, you know, you're having all these like cryptic conversations over eBay messaging or whatever, or some other platforms, you can't even communicate and message with each other. And we can't trade online. And it's difficult to go buy something online and then, you know, maybe relist it a month or two later and try to sell it for a profit, because your buying costs were really high. And then your selling costs are significantly reduced due to the fees. So as most people, I started thinking about, there has to be a better way, right? And, you know, again, as I mentioned, my light bulb moment was like, hey, if I built a marketplace that was focused on creating a trusted, safe community of tons of people, and there are no fees attached, and it's all about just that, you know, small fixed monthly subscription, and then you could do anything you want. That was when I realized that, wow, that model unlocks everything. Now you can have your own personal card shop, if you will, online that has everything about you, all your social media links, all your links to other marketplaces. I always say like, we're not a, you know, it's not like an either or choice here. My card post is just another avenue that complements what's already out there. And, you know, so you have your eBay, your MySlabs, your ComC, your Veriswap, you know, all these other marketplaces that you might be listing cards on are available, showcased, highlighted for people to go click and see what you maybe have on those marketplaces, but also to review your reputation and all that stuff. And, you know, here we are 15 and a half months later since launching this thing, and we're, you know, just about over 6,300 members. Almost $50,000 in fee saved within our community. And yeah, it's been a really exciting journey. So, you know, that's kind of the high level overview of it.
That's amazing. So First of all, I want to say that I totally agree with you on, from a business standpoint, the value proposition to the user to have a subscription model, because it allows the business to truly provide the most value to the audience, the user, whatever that value may be. And so I think you did a good job explaining to our audience what that value is, right? It's reducing the fact, well, first of all, it's reducing the transaction fees. And yeah. Secondly, it's basically like not having to have all these rules where you can't interact with each other off the platform. It's like, to your point, it's a hobby. We want to be able to showcase all the different things that we have going on, not just our cards, but where else we sell our cards, where else we might be in the world to connect with each other. And so I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So as far as the subscription model goes, is there a entry level to where people get a free trial and then they have to pay? Are there multiple subscription levels? Maybe talk to the audience a little bit about what the best way is to dip their foot in the water at MyCardPost.
Absolutely. So first of all, if you just want to, you know, sign up, create an account, it's totally free. You can go in and you can buy cards from anybody. You can do basically any type of purchasing transaction that you could do at a card show floor, you can do on MyCardPost. So you could do single card deals. You can load up multiple cards in a single offer and, you know, maybe offer them something less than their list prices. So, you know, you can do all of that totally free, no subscription required. The subscription, you know, again, this is a paywall for, you know, the safety and security of the community. And there's three tiers. There's a $9 a month tier, and this is monthly. You can save 20% by paying annually. But, you know, there's $9 a month, $19 a month, and $22 a month. And really the only limitation there is how many cards you can have listed on the site at any given time. So at $9 a month, you can list up to 50 cards. At $19 a month, you can list up to 500 cards. And the $22 a month plan is unlimited. You can list as many cards as you want. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, if you buy, sell, or trade some, you could just replace those cards with new ones, right? Then there's no other restrictions. And, you know, again, the other benefit is just, you know, really wanted to just close the gap between buyer and seller. So, you know, when there's a cash transaction between a buyer and seller, the difference between what a buyer pays and what the seller gets is literally just PayPal goods and services. So, again, this model was all about allowing people to build relationships, make friends, do many deals with each other, and keep as much money in the hands of the collectors as possible.
First impression wise, you and I get along really well. You've been extremely responsive to all of my questions as I've prepared an article for Sports Illustrated for collectibles.si.com. You gave me some great background information on my card post. So I want everybody to stay tuned for collectibles.si.com. Later this week, there'll be the article on not only my card post, but VeriSwap. And you also mentioned VeriSwap a minute ago. Am I correct in assuming they're a competitor of yours? But what I like about you is that you even are including them in your platform. It's like you're saying, hey, look, this is like a profile that you can build. This is not just your portfolio of cards, but it's your portfolio of where else people might be able to find me. Is that what would you say led you to the decision to kind of open things up to that level?
Well, I mean, to your first question, you know, I get that question a lot. Do people, you know, do you consider VeriSwap a competitor? Absolutely not. I don't. I think they have a great platform. You know, they're serving a different market where, you know, they want to kind of connect to people and ensure that, hey, they're strangers, that they want to have a safe and secure transaction. And to be honest, if I was doing like a $50,000-$100,000 deal with somebody, I might want to use VeriSwap too, right? Because, you know, even my model, the subscription is great. It's a significant deterrent. It's a good protection mechanism. But by no means is there any such thing as a bulletproof platform. Like, there's still the potential and risk of something that could go wrong. So no, I'm open and welcoming to all marketplaces. Again, I think VeriSwap is a great platform. Many of our users are listing their cards on all marketplaces using our integration with Mascot as well. So if your users don't know Mascot, central inventory management platform that allows you to, you know, list your cards on everything. And if one sells on one platform, it automatically tears it down from others. So again, many of our members are on eBay, MyCardPost, VeriSwap, MySlabs. They have their cards listed everywhere as they should. So no, I've just kind of built something that's different and a complement to some of those other platforms.
That's phenomenal. We have talked a little bit about mascot on the show. I've talked to Ezra as well, and might have him on the show. He's a good dude. So shout out there. And Mark Hill, what a great job you've done, not only bringing in an amazing amount of users in the first 15 months, congratulations on that, but getting so much positive feedback from the hobby and connecting people. That's phenomenal. So I was going to ask you what you see as your biggest successes so far. I feel like we talked about a bunch of them, but is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think the biggest success, look, anyone that launches a new business or something that's different and unique, right? Like this hadn't existed. A subscription base hadn't existed before. So I'm building this. I think it's a good idea. I think it's solving all the problems that I was personally experiencing. But, you know, naturally I had some fear putting this out there on day one and thinking, man, are people going to like this? Are they going to hate it? Are they going to think it's a terrible idea? Like I didn't know. I definitely, you know, met and chatted with a lot of people and everyone kind of gave me positive feedback, but so from a successes perspective, I think the growth and adoption, and to your point in the beginning, like the word of mouth, how excited and appreciative our members are of having a platform like this has been incredible. The growth, even just in the last 3 or 4 months, has really exploded. And again, I just think that we've not gotten any negative feedback, and just how positive everyone has adopted my card post, that by far to me has severely exceeded my expectations in the beginning and completely wiped away any fear that I initially had that this was a bad idea. So, yeah.
Okay, so what have been your biggest challenges so far?
I think the challenges are, so I'm bootstrapping this thing, right? I don't have any investors or venture capital funding. So I think the challenges are, you know, probably along those lines, right? With like limited, you know, limited funding, a very small team. You know, I have a couple people that help me out, but essentially I'm a, you know, one man shop here, if you will. I've built this and run this. I think those are some of the challenges of like, there's a lot of, and I underestimated those too in the beginning when I launched this, like how much work is involved in building and running a business like this. So I think, you know, the challenges have just been around, you know, that for the most part. And, but you know, we're working through them, and you know, that's just kind of the natural evolution of something like this when you are in a growing phase or an early stage, you know, journey of it.
Definitely. I can relate to a lot of that. You've got some supporters here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. One in particular is the Sports Card Professor, Orest Boyko. I like to shout out our audience by name. And so he DM'd me the other day and said, "Hey, Paul, my card post just onboarded Burbank." And talk about that, because what I wanted to ask you is, so the Burbank card shop, right? Burbank Cards out in California, the Sports Card Professor sent me a screenshot of their profile on mycardpost.com. And so I figured I would ask you about that. When card shops sign up, do they have a different type of profile, or are they using the same kind of profile that any of us are using?
Yeah, it's going to be the same. It's funny. Orest, yeah, he and I exchanged emails as well. So, yeah, he's very, very active, and appreciate all his thoughts and questions and, you know, him reaching out to you. Yeah, I think, you know, so what we've done, actually, this is just really in the last couple of weeks, is we've really rolled out a number of really unique buying features, right? Because, you know, if you look at eBay, right, your buying costs are really high and the fees and all that stuff. It's hard to make deals, right? But on my card posts, with the ability to literally just have that PayPal fees be the difference between buyer and seller, and all of the unique options around multi-card deals and whatnot. So we've essentially rolled out a new feature that allows you to sell your cards just at a card shop where you see those "We are buying" signs, right? So instead of like Burbank or Morrison Trading Post, you know, all these local card shops that, you know, are buying regularly, but probably don't have the time to go on my card post and find cards of interest and make offers. Now they can just open themselves up and advertise that, "Hey, we are buying. Here's the criteria we are buying for." And now our community members can go to Burbank Cards, who they know is a strong buyer, and submit their cards to them. Be like, "Hey, I have these 10 cards. If you guys are interested, I'm willing to take 70% of, you know, whatever it may be." And Burbank or any other card shop, or any other person can do this, by the way, can, you know, source these cards at great deals and allow them to turn a profit. So not only is it great for card shops, it's great for repackers and, you know, just people that are moving inventory. They can buy significant lots of cards for a single price and, you know, give themselves enough margin and room to move them either locally or online. So I think Burbank's, you know, Burbank specifically, you know, Ryan at Burbank, he's fantastic, you know, really like kind of loved the idea as well as many of the others did too. So that, I mean, they just came on like last week. So, but it's pretty exciting, and it's pretty good recognition of kind of the unique capabilities that we've been rolling out.
Yep. Up next, nooffseason.com and our friends at Graybo Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia. We got to get Duke Denny one time Dodson to put up a now buying and a selling page at mycardpost.com. Okay, Mark, I have to ask you a question about flipping sports cards. So our podcast is all about helping people make money flipping sports cards. And of course, we do that because we feel like that is one of the main ways to help people enjoy the hobby. It's really code for we don't want you making the wrong decisions. We want you to stay in the hobby long term. So let's help you build a collection that increases in value. Or if you want to take money out of cards and flip to fund your PC or fund your life, that's totally fine too. So we help people with those kinds of guidelines, strategies, and plays. And so we've thought recently and got a lot of questions from our audience and premium members at nooffseason.com about my card post in terms of if I have XYZ cards, should I trade them on my card post in order to recoup some sort of maybe more desirable card, or then, you know, kind of using my card post as a way to maneuver within the hobby without being able to go to a card show or go to a local card shop. So I think scaling the ability to trade is something that I see as a huge value proposition, even though you're doing much more than that. What's your take on the flipping side of the hobby and people coming on my card post to maybe list some cards that they don't want anymore and maybe trying to exchange them for a more desirable card that they can flip to fund their PC or their life?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, and it goes back to, you know, all of those unique capabilities exist on my card post. So if you're someone who's flipping or looking to make some deals and you go to local card shows, because that's the best place for you to do like bulk type transactions with people, whether it's cards or cash, right? You can do both. All of that can be done on my card post. And, you know, there's a lot of different types of collectors out there. There's a couple different ways. One, you know, maybe you have an expensive card that's hard to move, specifically in the economy that we're dealing with, right? Maybe, but you want to trade down into some more liquid things that maybe you could move quicker and recoup some cash. Or maybe you want to take partial cash in some cards just to, you know, maybe just trade out of that card. Again, I think a lot of that is some of the unique, you know, benefits to it. You know, and then the ability to, you know, trade up, you know, maybe use some of your existing assets and inventory and value to trade up into a PC card. I mean, I do that a lot now where, hey, I'm able to move some things that maybe I'm not that passionate about, but someone else is, but they have something that I really want. So, you know, that, and also the buying features, right? If you're going to be flipping cards and you need margins, the best way to do that is to buy in bulk, right? And previously doing that online is not really possible. Like the only way to do that was in person. And, you know, now I believe that you can do that specifically on my card post. So, and we see people doing it all the time. You can go back into our archive on the website, on the bottom of the page is an archive. You can see all the deals that people are doing. And, you know, yeah.
One more thing. I think a lot of our audience is like you and I, because you, when you told us in the intro, kind of your background and how you got into the hobby, it really resonated with me and exactly how I got back into the hobby. And so really what that is it's like, somebody who has potentially other aspects of their career that they're focusing on, friends, family, possibly children, but a lot of things going on in their life. And so where I'm going with this is when I entered the hobby back in late 2020, a lot of stuff was done around social media groups or Facebook Marketplace, Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. And there's some positives to that. I'm not ripping on that, but there's not a lot of efficiencies, meaning you have to spend a lot of time there to transact with people. And even on Discords, there's a lot of people. So I would say, like, let's just make a generalization here. Maybe the people that are in their 40s and 50s and up in the hobby are maybe more apt to go onto these Facebook groups, and people probably under 40 and maybe their 20s or 30s are on Discord, right? Just based mm-hmm. on the demographics, but they both share a commonality that you have to spend a lot of time on those platforms to make transactions with people. Whereas if you go onto my card post, it seems a lot more efficient where you can, you don't maybe have, like, you can have fun and you can show who you are and interact with people and connect with people, but it's not like you're necessarily going to have to follow a thread all day in order to make a transaction happen. Yeah. So I really, really like that you, even though I haven't used the platform for myself yet, it seems to me like you've taken a lot of the things that people are already doing in the hobby and you've made a more efficient way to make it happen. So congratulations yeah. on that. Anything else you want to add, Mark Hill from My Card Post before we let you go for today.
No, I think that's great. You know, again, I built this with the idea of like My Card Post could be your home base. So you have a single link, a single URL that you could share anywhere and be like, hey, these are my cards that I have available. So to your point in you know, and obviously there's the whole vouchers issue and stuff like that. But, you know, I have to like post and repost pictures and images of your cards. You just don't have to do it. You just have a single link, you share it, and you can make some deals. So no, I appreciate the time. It's great to be here and share My Card Post, and it's been exciting. I would encourage everyone to join, even if you just want to sign up for a free account and just experience My Card Post for yourself. And, we would love to have you. So thank you.
Check out mycardpost.com. Tell Mark Hill that Paul Hickey and the Sports Card Strategy Show sent you. Mark, great job today, man. Thanks so much for being on the Sports Card Strategy Show, and welcome to the nooffseason.com family. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Appreciate it, Paul. Anytime. Thank you.
More and more ways to maneuver within the hobby, everybody. Mycardpost.com. Are you guys using it? I want to know. I want to know what you think. I just upgraded my account, so I'm going to use it in 2024. I like the fact that you can use Mascot with it. I like the fact that you can highlight everywhere else that you are in the hobby on it, meaning you got links to your eBay store, links to other platforms. I think, hot take, I think it could replace MySlabs as my secondary option to eBay. I think My Card Post could replace MySlabs for me as my secondary option to selling on eBay. Cause haven't used it yet, full disclosure, haven't used it yet, full transparency, but I want to know what you guys think, and I think I will use it. And again, thanks to Mark Hill for coming on the show. All right, up next, I want to talk to you guys about a new massive card show that's in its second year. And I talked with their founder, so I'm going to bring him onto the show here in a second. But first, I want to tell you why you should sign up to work directly one-on-one with me in our Sports Card Strategist package. You get me helping you one-on-one with your buying and selling strategies for a full year. And we've got spots that have just opened up for March. So email me at paul@nooffseason.com now for details and to lock it up. And just a quick preview of what you get as part of how we keep track of things. You get a dashboard that gives you our curated buying opportunities, as well as your inventory management tracking your portfolio. So we say the buzzwords all the time on this show, helping you build your sports card investment portfolio. And that's really what we do as part of the one-on-one strategist package. So we help you understand how much of your portfolio is allocated across different players, how much dollars you have allocated across different players. And then, of course, your inventory management is critical. So we look at when you bought certain cards, what you bought them for. We assign them a sell by date, and then we help you liquidate them and track how well you're doing. And of course, you basically get more one-on-one unlimited advice than the average premium member at nooffseason.com gets as part of the Overflow show. You get more access to me, more access to Connor, and we help you track everything that you're doing. So one-on-one strategist package spots have opened up for March. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com if you're interested. And all right, up next, I talked to Isaac Hoffman from the Minnesota Card Show, cardshowmn.com, about his massive show in year two in Minnesota. Let's get into that. And then I want you to stick with me, because then we're going to answer all of your questions from the fam that you've dropped in the live chat during this episode. So we've got Isaac Hoffman, stick through it, and then we've got your QA before we wrap up this Monday edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show. All right, I am here with Isaac Hoffman, creator of the Minnesota Card Show. I'm excited to be talking to a founder of a card show, relatively new card show. This is the second year. Cardshowmn.com is the URL that I want everybody to go to learn more about the show. But Isaac, welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and the nooffseason.com family. How are you doing today, man?
Good. Thank you for having me.
We're excited to talk to you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you got into the hobby, what you like about the hobby, and why you decided to start the Minnesota Card Show.
Well, I kind of got into the hobby back in like 2021, kind of, you know, when the big boom was. As a kid, I always kind of collected cards, but, you know, not seriously. Like, you know, I remember once I bought like 1,000 1990s cards off of eBay. I'm like, ooh, these are cool. Didn't really know what I was doing. But then when the boom took place in like 2021, one of my neighbors in college got into cards. And then so I kind of got into them, and then we both got into them. We both started, you know, going to Target on every restock day, trying to get anything we could to open. And yeah, and we kind of just started, you know, collecting from there. I was still in college, I guess. But yeah, we kind of just started collecting from there. And then I always like thought it would be a cool idea to start a card show, but I never really thought I would do it. And then I kind of got the inspiration one trip down to Minneapolis, and I originally had the idea to host it in the Viking Stadium, but that proved to be way too expensive. So I looked for other venues, and it was kind of just a spur of the moment decision, like at first, like to host a show. And I kind of just like went for it. And I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it, you know, the biggest show in Minnesota. Cause like Minnesota didn't really have, any big shows at the time. And yeah, I kind of just went for it, and it panned out, got some help along the way.
So this year's show is going to be at the St. Paul River Center from April 18th through the 21st. Minnesota Card Show, the largest card show in the Midwest. It's billed as on your website, cardshowmn.com. Talk a little bit about why you're calling it the largest show in the Midwest, and what else can people look forward to for this year's show?
Well, we got 100,000 square feet and somewhere between 450, 475 total tables, and which makes it the largest show in the Midwest. I didn't even realize that like at first. And then I kind of did some research, and I saw from my research, I didn't see anything bigger. And we actually might even hit the 500 table mark, cause we were 70,000 square feet, but then we added on another 30,000 square foot room, mainly for autograph guests, but there's going to be some dealers and, kind of like bigger companies that set up in there that kind of push us to the 100,000 square foot and the 450 to 500 tables, depending on how the whole layout ends up being. And yeah, it's like I did the research and I couldn't really find anything bigger. I think Chicago's around 100,000 square feet, but they have like I think 350, 400 tables. And yeah, and I didn't even really notice it until I did some research. I'm like, oh wow.
I love the fact that there are more and more card shows popping up. This is the second year of the Minnesota Card Show. Tables are already sold out, and you've graciously given us a table. So I want to utilize that in the best possible way that I can. And you've also got some amazing autograph guests. Talk about the autograph guests here. I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm looking at them right now on the website. They're phenomenal. We've mentioned them on the Sports Card Strategy Show before. Talk about the autograph guests, and then anything else that you feel like people need to know about the highlights of the show here.
Yeah. So far we've announced the kind of the biggest names we have announced, you know, number one, Mike Tyson, Ric Flair, Ricky Henderson. And we also have like Dave Winfield, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., the Mighty Ducks cast, the Sandlot cast, Paul Mulder, we just announced, I feel like I'm missing one. I'm not looking at the web there right now. And we do plan to announce more. I think in total, we're going to be around like total around 40. I think it's like 30 in like individual guests. And then with like the two casts and everything, it's going to be like 40 people around there. We're going to have it's much different than last year. We partnered with Elite Inc. to help provide and, you know, make the connections like with the Pete Rose. That's the other one. Mike Tyson, Pete Rose, Ric Flair. But yeah, it's definitely different than we were last year. A lot bigger names. Last year we kind of just had some local people, and you know, it's pretty insane. Because if you would have told me a year ago that this year we'd have, you know, Mike Tyson and Ricky Henderson, Pete Rose and Ric Flair and more to come at the show, I would be like, what happened?
Certainly a star-studded autograph cast for anyone looking to come in from out of town. Seems like it's worth it if you're an autograph person. Hotel information, book your stay at the St. Paul Hotel. And Beckett's going to be there authenticating autographs and accepting take-home submissions. Also, Triple Diamond Sports Cards and Collectibles, Cardboard Vault, and City Boy Sports Cards are sponsors. Are there still opportunities for anybody to get involved from a sponsor standpoint, VIP tickets? What do you get for the VIP tickets?
You get a bunch of different things, and we're still adding new things. Like, I added new things today, actually. There's still sponsorship opportunities. We're working with a couple companies right now that want to come on as a sponsor. And so for like the general VIP pass, you get a bunch of card supplies, some hobby packs. We're doing an autographed jersey giveaway. There'll probably be multiple. So you get everyone who buys a VIP pass gets a free entry in there. You get a Minnesota Card Show t-shirt and then exclusive access on Thursday plus early admission on Friday and Saturday. And then Triple Diamond is giving away a $5 coupon to their store. And I think there's going to be a couple other stores where they give away coupons. And then we're still adding more stuff. We also have a more expensive VIP pass that has more perks. Like, you get more supplies, more packs. You get a free autograph ticket. So once all the guys are settled, we'll divvy out. So everyone will get a free autograph ticket from one of the guests. So there'll be some of the high level guys, some of the mid level guys. So everyone will get a free autograph ticket. You get a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, early admission again. And we just added this. So we're going to be, so for the more expensive tier, 1 in 4 like VIP guests will get a free like hobby box or booster box, depending on which option they pick, Pokemon or sports, on their VIP pass.
Nice. We want the Sports Card Strategy Show and NoOffSeason.com fam to represent big time at the Minnesota Card Show 2.0 this year. We had some family members there check it out last year, and I'm going to try to make it as well. Definitely Isaac Hoffman, super pumped to have you on the Sports Card Strategy Show talking about the Minnesota Card Show again, April 18th through the 21st, 2024, St. Paul River Center, 450 plus tables, 100,000 square feet. You've got April 18th from 3 to 8 p.m. VIP only. April 19th, VIP gets in at 10 a.m., general admission at 11 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. And then April 20th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., VIP gets in an hour early. And then everybody on April 21st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Looks like an amazing show. I definitely want to try to make it. I encourage all of you out there in the NoOffSeason.com fam to check it out. Isaac, it looks like you also have other shows, right? You've got a monthly show, and then you've got some other shows that you've announced in October and August as well. You want to talk about those at all?
So we do a monthly show. I can't really call it a monthly show because it doesn't actually happen every month, because of different things. But we have one, I guess not this weekend, but the next weekend. They're always in Minneapolis. It's about 110 tables and free admission. It takes place at the Brooklyn Center or Heritage Center of Brooklyn Center in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And that happens. We try to do it every month, but with, you know, different conflicting schedules with venues and whatnot, it doesn't always happen every month. And then we just did the first Sioux Falls card show back in the first weekend in February. And that's 130 tables with 15,000 square feet. And that show was better than we expected. We had over 2,000 people come out, which we were hoping for like 1,000. And so we had, I think it was like 2,200. I can't remember the exact comp, something like that. And so we, and then, what was it? 2 days ago, we just announced the Fargo card show. Kind of similar thing. It's a tad bit bigger, 150 tables, about 20,000 square feet. And then we're going to be trying to do each of those Sioux Falls and Fargo twice a year as well.
Phenomenal. Good work. Thanks so much for all of your hard work and the hobby, bringing all these card shows to us. Phenomenal. Again, Minnesota Card Show. Go to cardshowmn.com. And anything else you want the listeners of the Sports Card Strategy Show to check out? Instagram is Minnesota_card_show. X is MN_card_show. And then there is a Facebook page, Minnesota Card Show, at facebook.com/Minnesota Card Show. Anything else you want to add, Isaac?
Just come check out the show and have a good time.
Can't wait. Can't wait, man. Thanks again for being part of the nooffseason.com family. And yep. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Last year, Luke Menchel was there. And he says year one was awesome. This year should be great. Looks that way as well. I was unable to attend last year, but Ryan Hoffman, who's a loyal listener to the Sports Card Strategy Show, lives in the area, and he was there last year repping a Sports Card Strategy Show shirt. Let me know if anyone out there in the audience is going to go to the Minnesota Card Show this year, and email me at paul@nooffseason.com. I'll send you a shirt if you promise to wear it to the Minnesota Card Show. I would love to hook you guys up. All right, speaking of the audience, let's get into the live chat QA. Let's get into it. What does everybody have for us today? All right. Justin Stewart and Ryan Painter both want to know about the PSA, basically collectibles universe, collectors universe acquiring SGC. So essentially, it's not literally PSA acquiring SGC, but it is PSA's parent company, Collectors Universe, acquired SGC. And then Ryan Painter asks, how do I think the sale of SGC will affect CGC? Good questions, guys. Appreciate it. I will try to keep all the answers short today because we got a lot to go through, but I'll try to keep them short and power-packed and valuable. I think that this is good for everyone. I think that this is, I guess this is kind of a hot take, but I'm just going to lay it out there. I think that SGC and PSA will remain separate brands and separate companies under Collectors Universe parent company. I think that technology will improve across the board. Knowing what I know about Nat Turner and what he's done at PSA, I think that this is a situation where two things. Technology is going to be scaled and improved across the board. So you're going to see SGC's website and probably a mobile app launch is my guess. And you'll see any technology advances that SGC has made with the authentication process and the efficiency process that SGC has in terms of how quickly they get cards graded and out the door, scaled across to PSA. I think you'll see technology that PSA has developed for the user experience in terms of the website submission process and the mobile app scaled across to SGC. I think you'll continue to see the branding of SGC Black Tux and all that stay the same. I think you'll see the PSA branding stay the same. I think that you'll probably see better tracking of serial numbered cards across both companies. So the grading of serial numbered cards, what I mean specifically by that is if somebody has a serial numbered card graded by SGC and then cracks it out and submits it to PSA, I would expect PSA eventually to have a record of that and maybe not grade it. You know, I don't know. This is just my guesses, but I think that these are the kinds of things that pop into my mind. I think that you'll probably see the service levels at SGC reflect lesser cost and quicker turnaround times, and you'll see PSA reflect higher dollar value transactions. So I think that you might see more of a separation between the sort of demographics and target audience for both groups, although I could be wrong on that. But it would make sense to me that if I'm Collector's Universe, I would have one maybe for the lower price, quicker turnaround time, and then one for the higher price, more valuable cards. And I think that the market kind of already reflects that right now. But I think that overall, you're going to see a lot of technology advances. You're going to see brands stay the same. And I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on the day-to-day life of the of each of the grading companies. I think that it's going to have a positive effect on the hobby and the customer service across the board of each company. I think that CGC, I don't know that it really affects CGC because you're still going to have, you know, you still have SGC, PSA, Beckett, and CGC kind of as in no particular order, the top grading companies. You have others like TAG, you have others like HGA, of course, still in the mix. So it remains to be seen. I think CGC is a solid company. There's going to be more content rolled out next week on the Sports Card Strategy Show from our behind the scenes visits at CGC that we had with Andy Kaysen of the Football Card Quest. So stay tuned for that. And I'd love all of your thoughts. So drop a comment below on what you think in terms of the acquisition by Collectors Universe of CGC. Sorry, of SGC. I misspoke. The Collectors Universe acquisition of SGC. Drop a comment below of what you think. Jordo 1334 talking about the Prism break that's coming up. The Heat is not his team, but he likes Jaime Jaquez and he's buying. So trying to get lucky for the break. He's buying Jaime Jaquez. Interesting. Interesting. I think Jaquez actually, I'm about to put out content in the coming weeks about summer league plays. Jaquez could be a summer league play for sure. So stay tuned for that. Jim Cunningham says, I can ask the question on the Overflow show too. Got a PSA order back. Question, do you think I should launch my Shadur Sanders autos that got nines to try again? Great, and see if I can turn those into tens. I think if you really examine them and feel that they're tens, it might not be a bad idea because I think that there's going to be a significant price difference at the selling marker between nines and tens. But I think it depends. If it's a base auto, I would probably avoid that. If it's a refractor or lower serial numbered auto, I think you've got higher upside. Because I think the reason I say that, Jim, is because you've got less profit margin in just a base PSA 9 or PSA 10. So the more money that you put in to get trying to get the 10, the more money that's coming out of your potential profit. And if in the higher the ceiling of the card, so it depends on the card. So definitely ask it on the Overflow show and I'll give you more of an in-depth answer based on what questions you have. Connor Barnett is in the live chat and he says, last week's Overflow show was heat. I agree. Thanks, Connor. Rocky Empire Sports Card says, I think people are just desperate for more cards of people and they see things too expensive and they settle for your card. I think in response to the Wyatt Langford, probably paper PSA 10 sale we talked about earlier in the show, Alan Ma says he agrees. Justin Stewart is excited for Lefty's show. Luke Menchel, we gave you a shout out. Good to see you in the house. Rocky Empire Sports Cards says he had multiple sales of Elite Extra Edition trash of $20 to $30 of Ellie last summer. Yeah, so that's when a player gets super hot and, you know, you can benefit from trash cards of the player. But I think those instances are a little bit few and far between. Rocky Empire also says he had a Spencer Jones Mega Mojo 10 go for $72 and a Sapphire 10 and for $172 last night. Yes, prices are nuts. Love it. That's why we're saying sell Spencer Jones. Color Match Collect in the house. Good to see you. Says Panini sells baseball cards? Playoffs? Yes. Panini sells baseball cards. Color Match Collect. And we do not ever recommend buying any Panini baseball cards for the most part because they're unlicensed. Now, caveat to that is they do have Stars and Stripes. So we'll talk about a Dylan Cruz Stars and Stripes at some point on the Overflow show coming up. So check that out for premium members. Rusty Imigart's going to be in Jupiter, Florida for 10 days watching the Cardinals prospect showcase. Rusty, give us a little live updates, if you will, on that. That would be awesome. Definitely. I don't know if you're on X, Rusty, but tweet at No Offseason Card and I'll retweet your live updates from the Cardinals. Spring training is rolling. Brian Steeler, 714. Prospects are kicking ass. Baseball season is here, baby. Only got one thing to say. Where in the hell is Lefty McKee? We got Lefty McKee content coming up on the Sports Card Strategy Show, rolling out over the next several weeks, as well as Lefty Cards, Brian Steeler, 714. I talked about it earlier in the show. Lefty Cards debut episode, 7 p.m. Eastern time. On March 11th, go to leftycards.com to subscribe to the YouTube channel to get those alerts. Baseball card curmudgeon, speaking of baseball season, in the house. Color Match Collect. Do we think PSA will be more lenient on SGC crossover submissions? Just a random thought with the recent buyout news. I say no. That's my quick hot take for that. Fern, would you say there's a lot more risk with grading baseball over other sports? I think, Fern, if you're asking in the context of trying to get the card back in time for the sell, yes. I don't think there's generally risk in grading in general versus other sports. Bo Belcher loves the player profiles at nooffseason.com. Craig's Cards 11 loves the Roman Anthony True Blue Auto that Duke Denny one time picked up. Ryan Painter has a win of the week while packing up for a local move. Congrats on the move, Ryan. Moving's a pain in the ass, but you found some old sports cards from when you were a kid, got a nice Jerry Rice rookie and other treats. Congrats, Ryan. Good work on that. Rocky Empire Sports Cards loves the interview segments, says nice work. We've added them to the Monday shows. We're going to continue to roll them out. Ron Blankenship loves them so much. He says, any way these chats could be included in the YouTube videos that get posted later. Ron, I'll tell you what. We are a bootstrapped startup that needs every dollar we can get. We appreciate our premium members paying us $20 a month so much. It helps Connor and I do more. It helps us scale the team. If you're someone, Ron, who wants to help by joining as a premium member at nooffseason.com to pay us to scale more, we will be happy to start spending additional time. We're already spending a ridiculous amount of time bringing you free content here at youtube.com/Paul Hickey and the Sports Card Strategy Show. And Ron, we cannot afford any more time to post interviews that we're already posting on the Sports Card Strategy Show without additional funding. So if you want to help us, Ron, by funding us with the premium membership at nooffseason.com, $19.99 a month, equals $225 a year. We would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate your support, Ron. And thank you so much for wanting our interviews more. We will definitely work to try to get you those interview segments as individual videos at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Thank you so much for your support, everybody. Love all of you in the nooffseason.com family. For those of you new to the Sports Card Strategy Show, hope you liked it. Want your feedback? Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Drop a comment below. We are coming back at you in 48 hours with Connor Barnett for a Sports Card Strategy Show Wednesday edition, deep dive style. Also, on Thursday, we will be dropping 7 minutes of strategy, my interview with Jeff Wilson of Sports Card Investor, MarketMoversApp.com, and Cards HQ. Jeff Wilson joins me on Thursday. Subscribe at youtube.com/Paul Hickey to get that. I'm pumped. Let's make money flipping sports cards. Everybody have a great day. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. To connect with us further, please subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Please also give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and on X at No Off Season Card. We also have a Discord that you could join at sportscardstrategy.com. Everyone, I'm Paul Hickey. For the rest of us here at nooffseason.com, have a great day. We'll see you again soon.